proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, on our last program, we had the privilege to listen to a rare recording of the testimony of Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus in his own words. He and his wife Lillian were founders of the International Board of Jewish Mission in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This fine couple were Jewish believers in Jesus and had a strong desire to see both Jews and Gentiles accept Jesus as the personal Messiah. In 1922, Jacob Gardenhaus met and married Lillian Brown, who was the daughter of a Jewish cantor in Toronto, Canada. Together, they worked in the Jewish Ministries Department of the Home Mission Board in Atlanta, Georgia. In 1949, God called them to begin an independent work among the Jewish people. Lillian Gardenhaus was a dear woman of faith who loved the Lord Jesus Christ and supported her husband in their work as founders of International Board of Jewish Missions. Now, what you're about to hear is a special testimony of Mrs. Lillian Gardenhaus, who shares how her father came to know the Lord Jesus as his Messiah. Here now is Mrs. Lillian Gardenhaus in her own words.
This is the story of my father, really. When I was a very little girl, I had typhoid fever. And in those days, it was very, very hopeless. You couldn't cure it. And they didn't have many hospitals. And so I was at home in the bed with a private nurse to look after me. And the doctors had all given me up for lost. They had a consultation of doctors. And they said I couldn't live anymore. I can remember now, I think I told some of you, that my mother's people are all Canadians. On my mother's side, they were born in Canada. My father came from Russia. He was the only foreigner among us. But I can remember in our home, he was a student. He loved to read. And I can remember on his nightstand in his bedroom that he would have a big Yiddish Bible about that thick, the whole thing. And he would read, and he would read, and he would read the Old Testament and compare it with the New Testament fulfillment. I called him an intellectual believer, but he didn't accept Christ in his heart. Until when I had this terrible illness, and the doctors gave me up for lost, and with tears in his eyes, he went to the missionary in Toronto at that time, a veteran missionary by the name of Henry Singer. I can see him now in his white hair. And he told him that his little girl was dying and he just didn't know what to do. And so Brother Singer said to him, "Would you like to sit here with me now and pray?" And he said, "You've tried everything else. Try this." So they prayed. My father prayed for the first time in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he went home, the nurse who was attending me met him at the door, and she said, "Brother Brown, I just can't understand it. Your daughter's fever has suddenly dropped." And my father said, "I can understand it." And so from that moment, he became an ardent believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not a missionary as such. He was a businessman. But he never failed to witness for the Lord wherever he was. That's the story of my father, and it's a tremendous one. I wish I had time to tell you more about it, but that's how he found the Lord. And soon after that, my mother found the Lord, and she was very hostile at first, but my father won her to the Lord. That's the story of my father's conversion. And it was a very remarkable one.
I trust this has been a blessing to you. Dr. Gardenhaus passed away in 1984, and Mrs. Lillian Gardenhaus continued her service with International Board of Jewish Missions until her passing in 1992. We are thankful to the Lord for calling this dear couple to serve him in starting International Board of Jewish Missions. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in today. And as we close, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem." May God give you his peace. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.